Track 3.9. Reading Time 2. Activity 1. Read the story. Where did they go and what did they see?
Journey to the Center of the Earth by Jules Verne. Professor Hardwig, his nephew Harry, and Hans climbed down and down into the volcano. Professor Hardwig opened the old map from the museum and looked at it again. "I'm sure this is the right volcano," he said excitedly. Hans looked worried. In Iceland, there were many legends about this volcano, and Hans's grandfather was an expert on these. When they came to the bottom of the volcano, they found a mushroom forest with huge mushrooms bigger than trees and strange animals with long legs and big eyes. "Here's the path," said Professor Hardwig. "This way to the center of the earth. We go straight on through this forest and then turn right." Then he walked happily into the mushroom forest with the map under his arm and a big smile on his face. Harry and Hans walked behind him. Harry was scared. He decided not to look round and just looked down at his feet. Suddenly, Hans shouted, "Look out! What's that? Oh no! It's a dinosaur!" Harry jumped quickly behind a rock and put his hands over his face. Through his fingers, he saw a huge dinosaur with a long neck. It pushed over a mushroom tree and started to eat. Then it walked slowly across the forest, away from Harry. Harry came out from behind the rock, but now he couldn't see Hans or his uncle. Harry was scared, and so he shouted loudly, "Hans! Uncle! Help!" Suddenly, he saw them. They were on top of one of the mushroom trees. Harry started to laugh. "Come down," he said. "It's okay now." Together, they walked quickly out of the forest. In front of them was a huge lake.
"Great,"
said Professor Hardwig, looking at the map.
"Here's the lake. We need to go across the lake and then down a waterfall. Then we come to the center of the earth."
"Okay," said Harry unhappily. "But how are we going to go across the lake?"
"Don't worry," said Hans. "We can make a raft from the mushroom trees."
Hans was very clever with his hands, and he quickly made a raft. Then off they went across the lake. They went round an island with a big mountain, and suddenly Professor Hardwig stood up on the raft and pointed.
"There's the waterfall," he said.